Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The New England Patriots season is over.
Brady's pass is intercepted and returned for a touchdown by Logan Ryan, the former Patriot.
That was the call on CBS of Tom Brady's final pass in last night's wild card playoff game in Foxborough. The interception sealed the Patriots' fate. They lost to the Tennessee Titans 20-13. The interception might also be the final pass Brady throws in a Patriots uniform. For more about last night's game and Brady's future, we turn to WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning, Sharon.
Okay, the Patriots were outplayed by the Titans.
Yeah, and even though the crowd was chanting Brady, Brady at a few different points during the game, they could not will the Patriots to victory. The Patriots' offense, which has struggled all year, continued to struggle last night, and the Patriots' defense couldn't stop Tennessee running back Derrick Henry. The league leader in rushing had 182 yards last night. And of course, that interception that proved the final margin and sealed the fate of the Patriots.
Wow, that interception. I mean, that was not really a Brady-like moment the way we think of Brady-like moments. In the closing seconds, I mean, we've gotten pretty used to his game-winning drives. Shira, do you think that's the last time we see Tom Brady as a Patriot?
Well, that was the question everyone, and I mean everyone, was asking after the game, and it was the one really no one had an answer to. But it's hard to believe that a guy who has won 6 Super Bowls and 4 Super Bowl MVP awards would go out like that. Of course, Brady was asked what's next and whether he would be back with the Patriots, and here's what he said.
I love the Patriots. I mean, they obviously, you know, they got a... It's the greatest organization, and, you know, playing for Mr. Kraft all these years and for Coach Belichick, I mean, there's, you know, there's nobody who's had a better career, I would say, than me, just being with them. So I'm very blessed, and I don't know what the future looks like, and I'm not going to predict it.
He was also asked if he would retire after this season, and he said it was pretty unlikely, and then he said hopefully unlikely.
Yeah, well, you know, this isn't just garden variety end of season talk, obviously, you know, the kind that would typically come after such a bitterly disappointing loss.
Yeah, this is not the typical post-game or post-season talk. Brady, and then part of the reason why is Brady is 42. He'll be 43 when next season starts. And the Patriots haven't renewed his contract, which expires at the end of this season. And for the first time in his career, he'll be an unrestricted free agent. And the idea that he will leave the Patriots, actually started gathering momentum when he put his Brookline house up for sale in August.
Shira, I think Patriots fans have gotten pretty spoiled by these 6 Super Bowl championships in the past couple of decades, so it might be hard, obviously, to imagine the Patriots without Tom Brady at quarterback. But it seems we also could be looking at the end of the Brady-Bill Belichick era, and that would be the end of the Patriots dynasty. And I'm wondering, was there a whole lot of talk about that last night?
Yes, a lot of talk about that, too. Not only were people talking about Brady potentially leaving the Patriots, there's rumors that Bill Belichick may leave as well. Of course, as with whether Brady will come or go, not a lot of answers to anything last night. In the locker room, instead, there were a lot of players who were asked about Brady and just had a lot of trouble kind of gathering their thoughts. Part of that was because of the loss, but also part of that was because it's such a big looming topic in the locker room. They did talk about what Brady means to them as a teammate and what it would be like if he didn't return to the team next year. Obviously a big void. And Devin McCourty actually reflected on how much Brady has taught him rather than contemplating the end of an era.
It's hard to imagine Tom not playing football. It's hard to imagine him not playing here. But like you just said, the business of football is what it is. But no matter what, you know, my 10 years here to be able to learn from him and go against him and from time to time intercepting him in practice has made me a way better player. And I've appreciated everything he's done for me and trying to help me out along the way.
just as you might expect, the locker room was a very somber, very quiet place last night, save for players talking to reporters. And so you can tell this is weighing on everybody.
Now, looking at the future, which might be a Brady-less future and might be a Belichick-less future, do you think the days of deep playoff runs are over?
Well, there are a lot of signs that point to yes, but at this point, I think it's best to let the smoke clear, let the pain of last night's loss subside a little bit, and then obsess. But of course, you can't stop people from speculating and starting rumors.
That's right. And, you know, Celtics are playing, Bruins are playing, so doing pretty well, and pitchers and catchers report February 11th.
Well, there you go, injecting some optimism into the day for Boston sports fans.
We try. Thanks, Shira.
Thank you, Sharon.
WBUR sports and society reporter Shira Springer. This is 90.9 WBUR.